Okay, today is Yerushalmi Daf Chaf Ches in Maseches Brachos, and we are on Chaf Zayin Mabei is the last line. And again, this Masechet is sponsored by the Elman family, Dr. Michael and Linda Elman, Le'ilu Nishmas Reb Yehuda Reb Yechiel Michel Fegelman, Bunya Bas Reb Chaim Asher Fegelman, Reb Gershon Lipa Bar Ableba Israel Rubin, and Basha Bas Reb Benjamin Rubin, Aleihem Hashalom. We thank them for their sponsorship. So we continue now, Chav Zayin of Abayz. We just had the Mishnah here in Masechet Brachos that spoke about the Chassan on the first night. The Mishnah said that Chassan is Pater from Kriyashma the first night. He is Tarud, and therefore we potter him, he can't have proper kavana, and we allow him, exempt him, osik b'mitzvah, so to speak, from the mitzvah of Kriyashma. Rabbi Gamliel said Kriyashma. We mentioned the Rav Chaim Ivalozhin last time, that he was different, right? He didn't want to potter himself. Eini shomea, he told his talmidim, levat lachem levatami meni malchus shemayim afilu shah achas, even to be away from this, out of the state of malchus shemayim, even for one moment, I won't accept that. And B'ezras Hashem, we'll get to later in the perek whether that's appropriate, and lamaisa, Tosfos is going to talk about it, and we will see. But we are in the sugyas of Bia Rishona B'Shabbos. The Gemara said that Zosomeris, our Mishnah sounds like Mutter Livol, because the Mishnah said 4 nights until Motzi Shabbos. And as the first Mishnah in Ksupas says, that they used to get married, Psulonis is the Yom HaRevi'i, so 4 nights has to include Friday night. So it must be that it is Mutter, unless you say, Rebbe Chagai said in front of Rebbe Yossi, maybe our Mishnah is talking about Almana, She'ena Osa Chabura, she's not a Psula, and therefore there's no Raya from here that Bia Rishona is Mutter on Shabbos. There's Tirda, as we said, but there is no issue of chavala. The Gemara then asked, why is this any different than shofar asachavis, to get to what's in it? So it's a davar pashut. So not only shouldn't it be mutter, but it's obvious that it's mutter. So the Gemara says, no, you might have thought that this is asiyas kli. Kamash malan, that this is not asiyas kli, even though the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, as we quoted in the Bavli Daf Chav Beis, ein isha kareses bris, el alamisha asa kli, as the Haredim quoted that Gemara in the Sanhedrin Bavli. But still, it's not exactly like Kamisha Miskavin Lasos Kli, like somebody's going to make a perfect utensil, which would be within the malacha of Makabat Patish or Bona. It is still Mutter. So we have a very similar story now quoted. The second to last line, Chav Zayin Mabez, Rav Yitzchak Bar Rav Masharshi, Makshi, Ma Beino Lemafis Morsa B'Shabbos. What is the difference between this case of Bia Rishona on Shabbos, in the case of Mafis Mursa, of popping a blister? The Gemara tells us, if you look in Shabbos Dav Gimel in the Bavli, the Gemara says that even though we usually have a principle of Malacha, Sheinat Tzricha Lagufa, a Malacha that is not done for the guf hadavar, we'll get to what that means in a minute, be'ezus Hashem, but even though that's usually a machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, malacha shein tzricha l'gufa, is it chayiv on Shabbos, that's Rabbi Yehuda, or is it pater on Shabbos, that's Rabbi Shimon, rov rishon and passing like Rabbi Shimon, though the Rama passing like Rabbi Yehuda, so even though we passing like Rabbi Shimon, that it's pater, but it's still a chamor iser drabanan. But the Gemara says, on the top of Shabbos daf gimel amid aleph, but it's also a mishnah in Maseches Idios, that Mafis Mursa is not only putter, which is Asa Durabana, but it's mutter. It's mutter to pop a blister on Shabbos, right? The Mishnah, and get out the pus. That's what the Mishnah says in Idios. Hamafis Murfa B'Shabbos, im lahotzimi men alecha, if it's just to get out the pus, it is putter, but putter there doesn't mean putter, but it means mutter. That's the language of Shabbos, Dav Gimel Amid Aleph on the top. The Gemara says, there v'amar Shmuel, kol pitzurei de Shabbos putter aval asur, all the times we know. There are three different levels in Melecha Shabbos. There's chayiv, that's asur daraisa with a chayiv karban, or if it's pishogig, and then there's putter, which is asur drabban, and then there's mutter. So says Shmuel, kol pitzurei de Shabbos putter aval asur, bar mehani tzlas, to putter o mutter. The following three are putter and mutter, not just asa drabanan. And one is say that tzviv, say that's nachash, catching an animal so that it doesn't bite you, umaf is mursa, and popping the blister. So asks our Gemara. We'll get back to the svara for this in a minute. But they ask the Gemara, so why is our Mishnah, right, by breaking the besulim to let out the blood, right, why is that any different than mafis mursa, which is mutter? So similar to what we just said. Not only should it be mutter, but it's obvious that it's mutter. So the Gemara answers again, similarly, Umar de Basra. No, but look at the other line. Ubilvachalis kavin lasos lape. Right? Because as long as Mavis Mursa is only good, is only mutter, if you don't have kavana to create an opening. opening that will exist for a while to be able to let air in and to let it not get infected again. And that is why Vakan, Mikivichu Miskavin Lasosa, Ba'ula, Kimishu Miskavin Lasosa Kli. And here you would think that it's Aser, because it's included not just to Lohutzi Mimen Alecha, but it is Lasos Peh, because you want it to be permanently open, and therefore I would have thought that it is usur, kamash malan, that no, it is also mutter. What exactly is malacha shenesricha lagufa? This is a huge topic. Well, let's just mention two of the shitas of Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos, all over Shas, tells us that malacha shenesricha lagufa, simple, means a malacha that is done for a different purpose than it was done in the Mishkan. There's a big Tosfos about this in the Bavli, Shabbos, Sadi Dalet Amen Aleph, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Nira Lari, the Malacha Shinatsuha Lagufa Kari, Kisha Ose Malacha, the Ain Tsarech, La Oso Tsarech, Kain Shahayutsuha Labamishkan, El Inyanacher, it's done for a different purpose. The exact same Malacha is being done, but it's done for a different purpose than it was done in the Mishkan. Kiat Tsarech, Shaisa Malacha, so why is it called Lagufa? What does that have to do with Mishkan? Says Tosfos, because the Tsarech, the need, the purpose, Shahaisa Malacha Nasis Bishviloba Mishkan, the purpose that it was done for in the Mishkan, Hu Guf HaMalacha V'sharsho. It is the ultimate purpose of this action. Ulafize, and therefore all the cases in Shas. What are the cases of Malacha Shenesricha Lagufa? Trapping an animal so it doesn't bite you. In the Mishkan, they trapped animals in order to catch the animals, to use them. So if I trap an animal to prevention purpose so it doesn't bite, so that's a Malacha Shenesricha Lagufa. If somebody has a dead body in the house, the Mishnah says in Shabbat Sadi Gimel Aveis, and they don't want the body to take it outside the house, but they just don't want it in the house. They're having a family of Kohanim over for lunch, and they don't want it over, and they don't want the house to be tamei, so they take it out. So again, you don't want it to smell here. So that's Malacha Shenesricha Lagufa. It's not that you want the item outside. In the days of the Mishkan, Hotza'a was done to bring something out, and here it's being done preventative purposes. Those are examples of Malacha Shenesricha Lagufa, an act that's done for a different purpose than what's done in the Mishkan. Rashi, all over Shas, does not say that. Rashi doesn't say a word about the Mishkan. Rashi says, I'd rather not be in this position and have to do this malacha. It's more of a preventative. Rashi, Tzadi Gimel Amebeis in Shabbos. V'chol malacha she'ena tzricha ela l'salka me'alav. I'm just removing the situation. I'd rather not have the animal there. I'd rather not have the dead body there. It's a more of a preventative malacha. Havi malacha she'enetzricha l'gufa debirtsono lo ba'alo. If it was up to me, I wouldn't be in this situation. V'lo hayat sarachla, I'd rather not have to do this. If I have to do it, I do it. But that's Rashi. Again, there are many differences, and there are other versions and formulations of the Rishonim about a Malacha Shenesricha Lagufa. But again, that's Mafis Mursa as an example. Usually it's Machlokas Rabbi Shimon of Yehuda, and at most it's going to be a Durabanan, but this case of Mafis Mursa is going to be Mutter also. There is a big discussion in a number of malachas. Certain malachas have unique discussions of malacha shenetzricha lagufa. Just mention one of them, borer. There is a discussion of the achronim, the bir halacha in Shin Yutes, which is the malacha, the siman about the borer in Hilcha Shabbos. Shin Yutes is bishul, and Shin Yutes is borer. So there he quotes from the Yeshuas Yaakov. The Yeshuas Yaakov asks, why isn't every case of borer a malacha shenetzricha lagufa? Because what's the malacha borer? Malacha is, I take the bad from the good, right? That's what's usser. The good, the three ways to make it mutter is ochel yad la'alter. I have the three conditions, good from the bad, for immediate use, and not without a separating instrument, that's mutter. But the malacha of borer is taking the bad from the good. So asks the Yeshuas Yaakov, why isn't that a malacha shenesricha l'gufa? Let's say according to Rashi, I'd rather not have the bad there. I'd rather not have the dead body there. I'd rather not have the animal there. So asks the Yeshuas Yaakov, the bir halacha, Hine b'sefer Yeshuas Yaakov hiksha, b'ikr malachas borer, afilu borer psolos b'toch ochel, amai chayiv. Why is the malacha borer chayiv? Harihu malacha she'in tzricha lagufa. Tahari eino tzarech la psolos klal. I'd rather not have this psolos. Ela sheborer ro kedei lidchos hanezek me'alav. I'm separating it to get the nezek out. V'harihu kemotzi es hameis l'kavro. It's just like taking out the dead body. So why isn't every example of borer a malacha shenesricha lagufa? That's the kasha of the Yeshuas Yaakov. So he answers, which a number of achronim say, maybe borer, you can't just focus on the detail of the mice of what you're doing. You have to look at the more general act, and that is tikkun hamatzav. You're fixing the situation. You have to know exactly how to apply this. But that's what he says. V'tiris. D'in yimalechas borer hu. Shapsoles eino roi lachila. V'gama ochel ein roi kolkach lachila. M'solos shebesocho. I have a mixture here. Let's say I hate black jelly beans. So I have a mixture of jelly beans here. And it's the whole thing is psoles. Because I don't want to eat the jelly beans. Because there's black ones in here. I take out the jelly beans, the black ones. I now have fixed the situation. I have fixed and created ochel. And that's why it's malacha shetzricha legufa. Glal kenu mafred apsolas mena ochel. V'im ke malacha enu nikres al breres apsolas. Don't focus on the act of removing the psolas. Rak de misakein ha ochel sheheroi lachila. V'zeu malacha tzricha legufa ochel. Demash vile ochel gamer. I'm making it into actual ochel. Ulefizeh dafka psolas bidocha ochel. Dein roi lachila klal. Maybe it only applies to certain ochel. Okay, but either way, this is one discussion of Lakshetzich Lagufa by Borer. There's a lot more, as we know, but we'll have to leave that for now. So the Gemara again asked, how is our Mishnah? Why isn't that a Davar Pashut like Mafis Mursa? And we say no, because Lasos Lapeh, this is like Lasos Lapeh, and therefore it should be, that's the Chiddush why it's Mutter. Tani, we continue down the Braisa, Lo Yival Adam Be'ilo L'Achila B'Shabes, Mebnei She'osa Chaburas. This Braisa holds, one is not allowed to have the first Be'a on Shabbos, because that is wounding, as we discussed last time. What exactly is the Malacha of wounding? Which Av Malacha is a Machlokas Rishonim? But it's wounding, Chavala, that's Asa Da'araisa. And therefore one cannot be involved in that on Shabbos. V'Acherim Matirim. Right, and others, achirim, allow it, our mutter. Am Rabbi Yossi Baravun. And again, in the days of old, Rav Shlomo Zalman also got married on Friday Purim, because they didn't have any money. So doing Friday weddings was more common in the days of old. So again, this was a very halacha lamaisa. So the Braisa says, sir, but achirim allow it. Am Rabbi Yossi Baravun, tamun to achirim. Why is it mutter? L'malachtahu miskaven. Why isn't it chavala? So a number of reasons given. So the Gemara here says, because his kavana is not to do malacha. His kavana is just to do an act. Me'eleha na'ase chabura. And the chabura, the wounding, happens by itself. What does this mean? Explains the Mara Fulda. Like the other machlokas of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, davar she'eno miskaven. These are the two of the major machlokas of Hilchos Shabbos between Rav Shimon and Yehuda. We just spoke about Malacha Shenetzricha Lagufa. Now we get to talk about Davar She'ein Miskaven. So if I do an act, which I don't have kavana for the Malacha, I just have kavana to do a mutter act, and the result just happens, memela, so that is mutter. Davar She'ein Miskaven, we paskin mutter. Says the Mara Folda, 1 second, isn't this psikresha? What's Davar She'ein Miskaven mutter, where I do act A, which might or might not cause result B, which is a malacha, that's mutter. But if it's psikresha, it will vadai cause the result, then that's asur. Psikresha is asur daraisa. There's a lot of lumdis. Rabbi Chanan in Meseches Ksubis in the beginning talks about what the lumdis is for psikresha. Is it ki'ilu I had kavana? If I know for sure the result is going to happen, 100%, it's ki'ilu I had kavana, or I don't have to have kavana. As it's considered two combined, one elongated act. And if I have kavana for part A, then that's enough. And you're going to be chayav for part B, because it's one connected malacha. But either way, psikresha is chayav daraisa. So asks the Mara Folda here, why isn't this psikresha? So he answers, like the Gemara says in Ksubis and the Bavli Davav, no, it is not a vadai that the psulim will break. Rov bekiyam bahataya, there are ways to have the act of bia without causing a rupture of the psulim. And therefore, it is not considered a psik resha. But either the Gemara says here, olomalachtu miskavi meileh anasas chabura, and therefore it is mutter. Asi amar aser, but Asi says, Ravasi says, it's aser b'yirishon. What about our Mishnah? It's like we said on the last stuff, right? Maybe our Mishnah is talking about almana. Good. Binyamin ginzachia nafak v'amar mishrei derav mutter. Binyamin ginzachia went out and darshened that Rav says is mutter. Shama Shmuel ve'ikpidi lavoi. Shmuel heard about this and said, Rav never said that. Right, Rav never said that. And he was very upset that this Binyamin Ginzachya, Umis and Binyamin, this Binyamin died. Ve'kari lavoi, and Shmuel said, look, maybe it was because of what he said in the name of Rav, without without checking and without verifying. Baruch Shenagafo, blessed is Hashem, so to speak. Hashem, you know, make sure that Rav is protected. Right, the Sefer Charedim, Al Avono, Ubat Laho Ra'aso. Nobody's going to follow his psak. V'yal Rav Kara, and Shmuel says about Rav, Lo Yuna Letzadikal Oven. HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects the ones that are close to him, and therefore says Shmuel that even though the Rav says, Rav did not say Mutter, but that is Lamach Skana, what we paskin. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, on Zemin Reish Pei, Shulchan Aruch and Ilchas Shabbos, in Aruch Chaim, Shulchan Aruch says, in Sif Beis, Mutter Livo Achila Besula B'Shabbos, we paskin Mutter. The Ein Bo Mishum Chovel, Velo Mishum Tsa'ar La. That's another aspect that we didn't talk about. Right, one is not supposed to be in pain on Shabbos, but the pain that is involved is not considered enough to make it usser on Shabbos, but we paskin it is mutter ein bo mishum chovel. So what are the reasons? A, one might say, like our Gemara just said, davar sheinu miskaven. Others say that the based on Gemara Ksubis, mifkad pukid, that the blood, it's not really what's wounding, where there's blood that is absorbed in one place of the skin and it moves, but here this is considered dav mifkad pukid, it is just gathered within. Dehidu shadam besulam, I'm reading from the Mishnah Berura. Dam besulam eino muvla b'kas lebeis harechem, ala konos husham kemufkad, umutzna besochakli, v'zeb sacho shi'etzi adam betocho, and this one opened, it's like opening a container and letting the blood out. But that's the Mishnah Berura. He also quotes from the Taz, chalilo la'asos iser bazeh, uveberur shamati shachasidim goni olam nago aslam heter bazeh, eich shash chumra bazeh klau, v'hamachmer eino minamat mihim. So that's Sif Beis in Siman Reish Pei. Once we're here, look at Sif Aleph. The Sif Aleph is an important halacha to be aware of. The Shulchan Aruch says, Tashpe Shamita mita'anuge Shabbosu. Lefichach ones talmidei chachamim habriyim mileli Shabbos leli Shabbos. That's physical enjoyment on Shabbos is part of Onik Shabbos, and therefore this is also part of physical enjoyment. So not just be a Rishona, which is Sif Beis, but Sif Aleph is general Tashpe Shamita on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berura quotes here, based on the fact that husbands and wife, it's a good idea to be together on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah quotes from the earlier Achronim, V'tzarech li zoher, shekodem sheyagia halayla, chayev laharos chiba yisera va'ahava imishto. Because if Friday night is going to be a night and the husband and the wife are together, then leading up to that, the husband has to make sure that he creates the ambiance and the proper setting for his wife. Why is this so crucial? Because often Friday afternoons is not so calm in our houses and is not so, strengthening shalom bayis. Once heard many years ago. It's maybe because that's when the chait of Adam and Chava happened on Friday afternoon. So that's why forevermore inherent in these days is the satan tries to be makatrig and break shalom bayis. So we have to try to do our best. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Achronim, that Friday especially one should be marechiba yisera va'ahava imishto. Very important lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Shmuel's commenting on a Mishnah in Nida. The Mishnah, the first Mishnah in the last parak in Nida, in the Bavli, on Daf Samach Dal and Abayis, quotes three different levels of, now we're getting to Dam Besulim. Dam Besulim, so we know, there's one, really, when one Dam Besulim, the hymen is broken, so that's nothing to do with Dam Nida. So the question is, does one have to be choshesh after, let's say, by the second B, if there's still blood, do we have to be choshesh that this is dam nido, or it's still from the dam besulim? So the Gemara, the Mishnah has three different levels. Are we talking about a girl who hasn't reached the age of getting her period yet? Or are we talking about a girl who has reached the age but hasn't had her period yet? Or are we talking about a girl who's older who has already had a re'iyah? So there's all different details about when we could be toleb that is all from the dam besulim and not from dam nida. So Shmuel says, also quoted in the Bavli, Shmuel and Rav, Shmuel Amar, that whole Mishnah is not halacha l'maisa. Kol hahi hilchasa dereisha depirka achrayna denida. Very unusual lashon like that, but here the Yerushalmi has it. All those halachas mentioned in that Mishnah, in the first Mishnah of the last parak of Nida, l'halacha v'lo l'maisa. It's not l'maisa. Not lamaisa, lamaisa. We paskin that right when bia rishona is completed, so the we treat her like a nida, and therefore she has to be noheg precious from her husband. Rabbi Yanai, arak afilu pidrogas shlo yigias banaliros beneses. Rabbi Yanai ran away from allowing even the lowest level, meaning the first step, a girl who has not reached the age of seeing dam. Still, even her, we are machmer for, and we treat, once this bia rishona is completed, so we say that they have to be poreish from each other. Why is this? Why is this? So we'll see one line in the Gemara, Be'ez Hashem, on Amud Beis. But if you look in the Rush there in Maseches Nida says, because there's so much confusion and who's going to know? Everybody's going to know about what age and what she's up to. Right? All those different details. Not everybody is a big Talmud Chacham and knows. Venerally says the Rush in Perek Yud, in Nida. Venerally, Tzam Bachum Razu, Lo Bishvil Shenach Hashem Yata Damana Makar, Im Dam Sulim. It's not because we think that along with the Dam Besulim, Dam came from the uterus. The Lama Nachash Bibit Tidoka, Shlogi Yizban Aliras. Why should we be Choshis for a very young girl? Dafilu Bisha Gedola, Lama Nachash. Harmina Lakaman, Dafilu Isha Shahuksagal Yosroa Machmas Tashmish, Im Yeshla Maka, Tola Bamakasa. If there's a wound, then we're Tola on the wound. There's no greater maka than this. Elatam chumrezu says the Rush. Mishum to bilas mitzvah lachol masura. Everybody's involved in bilas mitzvah. It's not limited to kohanim or bekiyin. Ve'en akol bekiyin bechiluk. Sheish bein tinoka shelo giyazman aliros, ubein giyazmano, ubein bogeres, ubein rasa, ubein lo rasa. Right? It's too confusing. Right? Kind of like sounds like chumre der bizera. Ve'od and also mishum to chasen yisro tokfo. There's a tremendous taiva. The first time husband and wife are together. Hilkach yiskimu raboseinu lahashvos kulan v'litin lehem din chumra shebechumras. So we give all cases like the most chumur, meaning bogeres sharasa, a girl who's of age that has already seen, denosun labilas mitzvah pirish osa bia shabal kedarko v'gomer biyaso, a person has complete maisa bia rishona, and then once that's finished, then she has to be poreish from her husband. So that is halacha lamaisa, and that's what Shmuel says here. Continuing, ba'un kumi Rabbi Yochanan. This is assuming. This question is asked assuming before the gzeira that everything is asur. Ba'un kumi Rabbi Yochanan. Ma libo bi'la shnia. What happens about bi'la shnia? The Gemara is going to say in a minute that the question is really about what if there was bi'la rishona and then the bleeding stopped. So you could assume maybe that any other future type of bleeding, if the bleeding stopped, if there was a wound, it would keep bleeding. But if there was a hefsek between, so maybe it has to be choshes, that the next time is going to be dam nida. Do you still have the heter of dar lelos, right? Even if nifsak hakiluach, that's going to be the question. So Amrin, and the answer of Yochanan gave was, lidlos b'dam amakala hori, v'livo b'ilashanya himori. What would be a rishona were choshesh? That is, it's already from considered damnita. You're saying the be a shnia is a shaila. So my sri chalsla. What was the original question? Bishabola, you may have sektara bein tayim. But again, it's not halacha lamaisa answered Rabbi Yochanan because we even say that the be a rishona we treat afterwards as we give it the chumra of damnita. So there's not even a question in the case where there was a nifsak haki luach. Good. Amar Rabbi Yavo, Sheshbina, the Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba, Havina, Sheilas, Lar Belazar, the Sheshbina, those who were with Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba when he was a chassan, asked Rabbi Elazar, Ma'o livo bi'ila shnia, is bi'ila shnia mutter? Again, this is going back to the original times. The assumptions are that the Mishnah there in Nida is Lamaisa, and number two, that Bia Rishona was Aser on Shabbos. What about Bia Shnia? That's the question that he's asking. Meaning, do we assume that there'd still be some blood, and therefore one has to be worried about wounding on Shabbos? Visharalei, and Rabbi Lazar allowed it. To who savar kahada de Shmuel, because he was like the other din of Shmuel. To Shmuel Amar, pirta de chuka nechasim of Shabbos, if there is a small opening between a fence, one is allowed to go in on Shabbos. You have filo masher estroros, even if some of the pebbles fall out, that's not your kavana, and therefore it's a davar shina miskavein, and it is mutter, and that's the pirta de chuka, that's the mashal given for a bia shnia. Again, when it was usher, it was according to the sheet that says usher on the bia rishona, he answered that the bia shnia would be mutter. Amar Reb Chagai, Sheshbina Reb Shmuel, Kaputzkiya Havina, we were the Sheshbinim of that man. Sheilas Reb Yoshia, we asked Reb Yoshia, Visara Minei. And what's Saraminei? The Haredim says, Vinishma Milahatir. He didn't want to answer. He didn't want to answer. Shelas Rav Shmuel Bar of Yitzchak, Amarli Mayati, he said, Eze Damni de Vezi Dam Basulim. So he answered, what do you mean? Lamaisa, there's no difference between the two. Right? Haredim, Klomar, Me'achar, Sheninu, Raboseinu. Once we paskin, Ein Anu Machalkin, Beidam Nidil, Nadam Basulim. And therefore, there's no Shiloh to ask. We're Machmir, regarding all of these cases. Tani. Kala Asura Labesa called Shiva. A Kala, as we said, is Asura right after the Bia Rishona. She's Asur for 7 days. Not only 7 days, right? The Haredim here quotes from the Rosh that we know that we don't only have 7 days, but we have an extra couple of days. We know we have the 5 and the 7. According to Svardim, there's at least 4 and 7, and then the Ashkenazim have the Trumas Hadeshen, which is the extra day, right? This is in Yaradeh and Hilchos Nida in Kuf Tzadivav. Kuf Tzadivav, where does this come from? This comes from the sugya of Poleta Shechva Zera, that we, Chazal, made a din that not only before a woman has Shivanakiyam, she not only has to have Shivanakiyam clean from any menstrual blood, but she has to have Shivanakiyam from any seminal emission. And therefore, if a husband and wife are together, Chazal assumed that for 72 hours, for 3 days, there could be Shemshich Vazera coming out of the woman, and therefore she cannot start counting her Shivanakiyam until 72 hours have passed, which basically means 4 days. And then the Rama adds, even if she wasn't with her husband beforehand, and even if it was no matter what time of day, and then the Ramah adds in Kuf Tzadivav Sif Yud Aleph, we add on an extra. The Achshanazim add on an extra day. V'yeshakas v'sheish lamdin od yom echad. The Hainu shlotarcha limnos ad yom hashishi. V'hu yom hiya yom rishon l'sfirasa. The chashinan was the chash. Shema tishamish yom rishon bein hashmashes. She'll think it's from the earlier day, and really it's the later day. V'tisper shehu yom v'efsha shehu laila v'imtascha limnos. She'll be 1 day short. So we add on an extra day. That's known as the day of the Trumas Hadeshen. But either way, that's the not only 7, even though the Brisa says here she weighs 7, but as we know, and the Haredim quotes, there's a few days before we start counting the Shivanakiyam. The Aser li tomi mena koshal bracha. And there's a Brisa, and the Kala cannot accept from the chassan, the husband cannot take a koshal bracha from her, right? During a Sheva bracha, they don't pass wine to each other. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, as Rabbi Eliezer says, big discussion in the Rishonim in Ksubas Daf Samach Aleph. The Gemara emphasizes here, and in Ksubas in the Bavli Samach Aleph, passing a koshal bracha. But all the Rishonim quote the minhag going back to Rashi. The minhag of Rashi, that we don't pass anything. A chassan and kala don't pass anything between themselves, right? The ritva. Yesh omrim shlo gazra ala maziga, shu davar maybe liar hergal avera. Aval dvar machirim mutra li tomi yada. Ubavad shlo yigaba, you're allowed to pass, as long as you don't touch her, right? That is the one day that is quoted. V'acherim pirshu, but others say, says the ritva, de mezicha zakos urscha de milsa nakat. V'u adin shardvarim. A husband and wife are not allowed to pass each other anything, even without touching. Right? And that goes back, v'chei roi linhog, and this goes back to a minhog of Rashi. So again, this is just one example of a kosher bracha. Continuing the Gemara, my time is Rabbi Eliezer. Why does Rabbi Eliezer say it's aser? Yefshe shlo yitzi dam nida im dam sulim. So this is a little different than what the Rosh said before. What did the Rosh say before? Why are we machmer by dam sulim? Because it's too confusing. We don't want to rely on people. But again, the root of that Rosh is this line right here, because the bogeres that was already roa dam, that dam besulim might have dam nida mixed in, and we just extend that to all cases. Why might it have dam nida mixed in? So there's two different approaches in the Rishonim. Either the shock itself, the physical shock itself of the dam besulim might have knocked and caused some dam of the makor to come, or if you look at other Rishonim, the Ravon, one of the Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Ravon says in Shin Yud Tes that just like there's something called dam chimud, the Gemara talks about dam chimud, that because of the excitement that a woman has to be with her husband, that might cause dam to come. So too here, this chimud. Ta'agav chimud asya dam nida, v'hochanami agav dam besulim asya dam nida. That's the Ravan in Nida in Simon Junior test. But either way, that's the halacha lamaisa. We paskin that the first bia causes the kala to become the halacha of Nida. Continuing, halacha zayim. Again, a kala might have to wait only 4 days, not 5 days. But we're not getting into the details right now. Says the next mishnah, halacha zayin, rachatz laila harishon shemesa ishto. Next, Rabbi Gamliel also he washed the first night after his wife died. Pashtus, this is after the burial. There's a discussion in the Rishonim. Let's see, means after the burial. So why did he wash? Pasha, is that Daraisa Darabanan? If it was before the burial, that could mean, and if the person died, there's a question in Machlokas, Aninus Daraisa, Aninus Darabanan. But let's assume, after the burial, for sure, either it's Avelus, and according to many Rishonim, all Avelus is Darabanan, and even if Avelus is Daraisa, according to many Rishonim, it's only the day of death, the first day. The Rambam and the Rif say, only the first day. So the Isser of washing during this time is Durabah. And because Rabbi Gamliel was an Istinus, that's why he bathed himself, because the only Isser was a Rechitza of Tainug, and this was just prevention of Tsar. So again, Ratzah, Laila Rishon Shemesa Ishto, Amrlo Tamidav, Limatana Rabbeinu, but didn't you teach us, Shavel Aser Luchos, then Avil is Aser to be Rochets, so how is it that you washed? Amrlohen, Eini, Kisharkal Adam, Istinus Ani. I'm an Istinus. I'm a very particular, sensitive soul, and therefore I can't deal without washing. The Rashba in Brachas Daf Tezayin, where the sugi comes up, the Rashba says nobody could just say themselves, take it upon themselves, I'm an Istinus. Right? You have to have a medical backing for that. Number one. Number two, Istinus does not mean summary. I mean, they quote from Rav Haigon. The Rashba quotes from Rav Haigon. And the Rashba continues and says, "V'lav sakana mamish kamar." Rav Haigon doesn't mean that it's pikuach nefesh, because then there's nothing to talk about. There's no chiddush. El ilukein afilu huaninus lila daraisa. Even if it's daraisa rochets, ela sakanas choli kamar umachemis refuah. It means you're going to get sick. Not danger, and that is what is allowed. So A, it has to be sick, and not, you don't have to get fully danger, but also it has to be something that is noted and not just personally said, you know, I'm an Istinus, I want to wash. Okay. Mantana, Oval Asher Bechitza Kol Shiva, who is the one that says an Oval can't wash all 7 days, including even the first day right after the burial? Rabbi Nassan says that. Rabbi Ami Avilu Uvda Veshal Rabbi Chiya Barba. Rabbi Ami had a case about washing, and he asked Rabbi Chiya Barba Vahori Lekol Shivik Rabbi Nassan, and he had the question. He says, "I know Rabbi Nassan says Asur all seven. Do we pass him like that? He's a Das Yachid." So the answer was, "Yeah, we pass him like that." Rabbi Yosi Avilu Uvda Veshal Rabbi Bar Cohen Lagabi Rabbi Acha. Rabbi Yosi had a situation also. Yes, Rabbi Ba, the same question in front of Rabbi Acha. Amar Le Lo Kain Alfach. Rebbe didn't, so he answered, "Didn't you yourself teach me this story?" Rabbi Ami Avali Uvda, Vishal Reish Lakish, you told me there, if Ami Yes Reish Lakish, Varele Kirbi Nasa, Kol Shiva. And Rabbi Reish Lakish Paskin, that's Asur all 7 days. Amarle, so he answered, "Well, now I have confirmation. Dilma Tre Uvdin Inan. There are two stories now. Anan Amrim Leal de Rabbi Chiya Barba, Viatun Amrim Leal de Reish Lakish. And they both Paskin like Rabbi Nasan. So now I know it's Asur. The old minhada, and also from the following, Rav Chama Avuid Rebo, Shiavile Uvda, Shal Rabbanan Vasrun. A third story that he asked the Rabbanan, and they asered, and therefore there's no washing for 7 days. Finishing up, says the Gemara, who are these rabbis that said aser? Rabbi Yosi Boy, Elaine Rabbanan, Rabbanan Dehacha, or Rabbanan Deroma. Are these the rabbis from here? Who's here? Talmud Yerushalmi, you mentioned, was written in the Tveria area. Tveria, Tzipori. So the northern rabbis or the southern rabbis? In Tamer Rabbanan de Hachanicha, if they're from the northern rabbis, these rabbis I understand. In Tamer Rabbanan de Romia, if they're from the southern rabbis, Rabbi Vaya Kumi Vahushal is Eraya. There are great rabbis here in the northern Israel, so why would you even ask from the ones in the south? In Tamer Rabbanan de Romia, Inan Shari v'Inan Asrin, and also, if you're going to sell me there from the southern rabbis, well, anyway, there's a stira then, because this story says that they matered, and we know that they have two different mesoras, whether they matered or they asered. The Tanya, because the Braisa says, Makam Shnagul Lahar Chitz Achra Mita Marchitzen. in a place where the minhag was to wash after the burial, marchitzin ubidaro marchitzin, and the south they washed. So how can you say they asered? So it's even a sira within the rabbis of the south whether they allowed it or didn't allow it. How would you answer that sira? So the Gemara answers: Amar Rav Yosi bar Avun, mishehu matir es harachitza hazos osa osa kachilav shesia. The ones that allowed it didn't say it's mutter the whole week. They just made it like eating and drinking. Everybody says an awa can eat and drink during the during Shiva, right? That's a basic need. So also here, this is a basic need. The Haridim quotes from the Rabban and the Torah Sa'adam that they felt washing right after the burial was a basic need to remove the zuhama, to remove some type of spiritual impurity. So they didn't wash the whole week, but at least that one they washed, and that was what the Chachmei Dora might have matired, even though they asered the rest of the week. Okay, we'll have to stop here, Baruch Hashem. This was Brachas Daf Chafches.